Okay, we're up to either Siftal or Hey, I don't remember, but both are quick. Sifvav is the first Sif which has a very controversial application in today's Kashrus world. So let's start Siftal and Hey quickly, and then we'll get to the Vav. No, that's okay. I've let them know what I think. It didn't change anything. Okay, just to review, since we missed a week, that you always remember from the previous week, but 2 weeks ago maybe not, that there was a Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah as to how far to go on the heter of Pas Palter. The Mechaber Shita is that as long as Pas Yisrael is available, there is no heter of Pas Palter. Which means that in New York City, according to the Mechaber, it would definitely be absolutely awesome to buy, let's say, pretzels from a national brand. Since it's available past Israel, there's no big difference in quality between them, assuming that's the case. And they're definitely, according to the Mechaber, would be absolutely awesome. According to the Ramah, however, Ramah said, "Afilu b'makish pas Yisrael marzoi." The Amikilim. Now I'm just looking back what we had learned originally in Sif Beis. Sif Beis, we had learned that the Ramah had a heter that even in a Makom of Pas Yisrael is available, you could still be Mekel on Pas Palter. So the Mechaber and Ramah have different opinions, and taking that into account, we learned Sif Dalet and Hey. Because Sif Dalet and Hey are the Mechaber L'shitasai. The Mechaber holds that when Pas Yisrael is available, there is no heter of Pas Palter. So he says in Sif Dalet, Mokim She'ein Palter Yisrael Motzi L'das HaMatirin. Klita Mekilin, that when there's no Palter Yisrael Motzi, you're allowed to buy. Das HaMatirin Likah Pas Palter Ayve Kechavim. Imigia Sham Palter Yisrael, Hay Pas Palter Ayve Kechavim Asura, Achim Ker Palter Yisrael Pitay. If a Palter Yisrael comes, then there's no heter.
We talk about pretzels. Why is pretzels have to be not about kosher, but it should be something to shine in the house?
Okay, we're going to see in Sivav that the idea of a davar kosher is only said by the kula of a davar kosher. You mean the chfakarit?
Because over here, the whole thing is about that. It says, you know, don't davar kosher, but maybe they give that.
Right. Right, so that chilek between a davar that's like oil shulchan malachim, not oil shulchan malachim, is only by bishul. By afia, it doesn't matter if the particular piece of cake you have is kosher or not. Even if you have a cupcake or you have a cookie, we're going to see in Sivav that the demon still applies. What? He's talking about afia.
The Taz
said. Yeah, El Paso Chamishas Minim Shizel Tajim Avdi Kiravadas. The Pshat is that that's why Chazal answered the Chamish Saminim as opposed to anything else. Yeah, because once they answered Pas, all Pas is answered. Which we're going to see a Ferish and Sivav, Kichloch is going to talk about in Sivav. Kichloch, not bread.
Well, but the Pat Israel come, and then your bread might be rot. So, but Tashkit, you're not talking about Gomish.
So the question is that Shaul is asking, according to the Mechaber, he's saying that if you have Pas Palter of a guy and a Jew opens up a business in town, that the Pas Palter of a guy is now Osir. Or if a Jew just arrives with and sells for till he sells out all his Pas Yisrael, according to the Mechaber, the Pas Palter is Akum. Because it means that the Chiddush here is that even though Basar Me'ikara, originally it was mutter when the palta baked it was mutter, nevertheless if now a Pas Yisrael comes in, it's also now anyway. I'll tell you what, since really it's a machlekes to Rashban de Ra'ah, if you go basa me'ikara, you go according to the time it's baked or maybe the time it's bought, and if you hold you go basa me'ikara, then this sif is not true, then once it's mutter, it's totally mutter. Or if you go because of you go basa hashta, and the Mechaber is saying that you go basa hashta, and if right now Pas Yisrael is available, you don't need to pass Akum. Now the question of whether that you have a din of Al-Kashdis on the Pas Palter, so I think that any time it's based on a halacha that you don't eat something, that there's no consideration of Pas Palter.
But you shouldn't hold what may call it.
So it remains Asur, it was Asur forever. Take a quick look, you'll see it's Asur Laila. Right? It says that. Okay. Let's see. Sarah Sivdal. Well, Sivdal is saying that calls man the pastor, calls mother the pastor. So let's say somebody is machmir. I try to be machmir like the mechaber, not to buy paspalter as long as pastor is motzi. So I buy the pretzels from the Jewish brands, and you can survive on them. When does it come up? It comes up when I'm traveling on the highway. And I stop at a rest stop, and there's really very little to buy in these places, especially if you're makbid on Chol Yisrael. So they have pretzels, but they don't have Bloom's pretzels. They have Bachman pretzels. So I buy Bachman pretzels. Then it's a case where Ein Palti Yisrael Matzli, you're on the highway, on the way. So I buy it. So first thing I try to do is take challah, because I don't know if Mr. Bachman is Jewish. He might be a Frayid. There might be a Chi of challah. And I'm sure Bachman's doesn't take challah. There's no you on it. Maybe they do. I don't know. I always challah is a separate issue. Challah, Rav Palm had a habit that whenever he opened anything, he took challah the first thing. You can't really give a hechsher on challah with Yetzir V'Nichnas. You know, you can't catch Yetzir V'Nichnas ahead. You're going to catch somebody. You can't catch someone in the process of not taking challah. Very, very hard. So, all right, so I have this habit. Even I take a bagel here in the morning, I trust them, but I'm just in the habit of taking challah. It doesn't cost much. I love chumras that don't cost anything. You pinch off a little piece. I take challah for everyone here, so don't worry. Say all the whole dough, I take challah, and I'm just in the habit of doing it. But anyway, let's say I buy these pretzels. I buy some Bachman pretzels, and I have it in the car. I don't eat the whole bag. Now I get into Brooklyn, I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning, what's the deal with the pretzels that remain?
Put a sticker on
it. The Mechaber says, Mokim Shein Palti Yitzrael Motzui, L'das Hamati Unikach Pasim Palti Ebe Kechavim. Im Igiyah Sham Palti Yisrael, I pass Palti Ebe Kechavim Asura. It's only Mutter as long as there's no Palti Yisrael available. When the Palti Yisrael becomes available, it's how can you
and
usher tomorrow? Okay, it's also when the store opens up in the morning. You know, the party store opens up in the morning. Okay, so just saying, everyone please take a look at Shach Yud Gimel, and we'll see the difference between the case that I just mentioned and the case in the Mechayim. Likach Tzarechiyin. It doesn't exactly say it the way the Mechaber says it. Ella, he only says Shemigiyah Sham Palti Yisrael Da Pasa Palteray Vekechavim Asura Kozman Shubiyat Palter. It's only awesome when it's still in the hands of the Palter. Avalum Lachay Kvar Yisrael Beheter Lekosav De Osur V'Nira Deshari V'Chem Ashmal Chayv Devrei Hara'ah B'Vedek Habayis. He says that they can make a chilek. That the case, it doesn't explain the case in the Mechaber, but it explains the case in the origin of this halacha in the Ra'ah. Because he's saying the Ra'ah really didn't say it in a case where the Jew already bought it. you say that once the Jew already bought it, that it's mutter. He was only talking in a case where it was still by the guy, and it's still in the guy, then it's different.
So when the Rav wakes up in the morning, in the Rav's case, when the Rav wakes up in the morning, the Rav can eat it from this hetzer from the shop, correct? If the Rav wakes up on East 19th Street in the morning,
yes.
He's
got a pretzel left over. So quite today, it will be mutter once the Jew bought it. Now, look back at the Mechaber. You're right, for 1 second. Look back at the Mechaber. The Kudasai, you know, is going to get a little better. The Kudasai Kesef says that if you look at the Mechaber, Mokim She'en Pati Yisrael Motzi L'das HaMatirim, so the next word, we have Likach. The Kudasai Kesef says that the Shach had Lokach. The Shas Girsa was Lokach Pas Mipalto Eve Kechavim in Megiashon Palti Yisrael I Pas Palto Eve Kechavim Asura. He the Shach understood the Mechaber that Lokach, if you already bought, as in my case, you already bought the bread, and then the Yisrael comes, that it's Aser until Achiyimker. But he says it's not the correct Girsa. The Girsa is Likach. If you Gairis Likach, he says then the Shach. The Shas Kula is true even according to the Mechaber. Malka She'en Palti Yisrael Motzi L'das HaMatira Likach Pasim Balti Gechavim. The Hetzer to buy it from the guy, it's still by the guy. In Megiashon Palti Yisrael Pas Balti Gechavim Asura Achim Kalti Yisrael Pas. He's saying that the Mechaber also meant it. He didn't mean you already bought it and it becomes Aser. He means Likach. In order to go and buy it from the guy, that Hetzer falls away when the Palti Yisrael is Motzi. So according to that, there's the Shach's Kula would be according to everybody, and even the Mechaber would be Ma'id, and then if you already bought it, there would be you would have this Hetzer. So according to this, Mr. Mikro lying to Shach anyway, but according to what says the Kudas HaKesef, if even the Mechaber is Ma'id to the Kula of the Shach, then once the Jew bought it, the Hetzer remains. Well, the Pechadish argues with the whole din. Tzio Zik is like the Rajba that you go by Samekara. Yeah, okay. Yos the clouds, you go by Samekara. So I guess it's syrup to be the whole. There's no chassis by pretzel. So let's just wait till Raman Sivav. We're going to discuss. We talked only about bread till now. But in Sivav, we're going to see it applies to all baked goods, even cookies and kichu. Sivhei. I mean, once he gets into town with the pretzels, I mean, I buy it, I get into town with the pretzels. It's better for me, but to my wife, I can't give her any. Maybe you're right, I don't know.
I'd love to give it to you, but I can't.
For pretzels, I give it to my wife. Sivhei.
I'd love to share with you.
Sifhei is a nice kula. Yesh Aymrin. Shemishi Yesh Biyadai Pas. Oshiesh Palta Yisrael. Yesh Palta Ivikachavim Oisa Pas. Yafa Mimenu. Ya Pas Yisrael. But the guy makes a better tasting product. Oy Mimenacher. Or a different type of product. Shem Biyadai Shal Palta Yisrael. They make yodels. Someone makes yodels. So mutter liknais and palter of a kechavim, but makim shenal go ahead to have a paschal palter. Kima the daita noicha yosa, but pas palter is that but necha shivusa beinav. Since he likes this one better because it's chashiv in his eyes, harizek pas the chukalai. Funny to call it the chukalai, but he says what it says here in the mechaber is if it's better, it's also like there's no pas yisrael available because what you want to buy, there is no pas yisrael. The language sounds like you just like it better, that would be good enough. Now the question is what the gather of it is. What's the gather? It's just it's a little better. Is that good? Is that subjective? I would say something I told you earlier, that we're going to have at the end of the simon a gather of something you would travel 72 minutes to get. Did you go 72 minutes, wait 72 minutes, or travel 18 minutes out of your way, or 72 minutes on your way? It should be logically the same gather. In other words, if you can get the Pas Yisrael, if you drive 18 more minutes away, you can get this better tasting one. If you drive another 18 minutes for it, so then you would have this happen.
The whole reason is, the whole gather is because it's chassid. So talking about you, but you didn't get it. You have this here. Why should we have to vote?
Keep on going with the Geder of Chasnas.
We also make a light flug.
The Geder that was made, it was not made, if you could travel 18 minutes. The Geder of Palta. Again, we're talking about past Palta, not past Palta.
There's also cookies, there's a flight of cookies, but still.
Yeah, we'll have it in next year, so. No head to Paspal. For Paspal Abayis, there's no head to, it's trade. Paspal Abayis, there's no head to. That's Paspal to. Paspal. So what are you asking?
If you have the opportunity to go, you need 72 years to go. You know, to get, I can go get Paspal Abayis. It doesn't exist. Whatever, what I want to buy, whatever I'm saying.
So I'm telling you is it should depend on the following. Let's say there was no issue of Pas Yisrael. It's just a question of your pleasure. So if you buy it here, you can buy one type of a donut. If you travel 18 minutes out of your way, you'll be able to buy a better donut. Is that improvement, the difference between this donut and the next donut, worth 18 minutes to you? If it's worth 18 minutes to you, so then you can be makel on Pas Palter. If it's not worth 18 minutes to you, that difference is not enough to have this cool off past palta. Now again, I want to point out, this is all according to the Mechaber. The Ramah said that there's Yei Shaivrim that's make off past palta no matter what. This is all the Mechaber Lishitasai in these two Sifim who said that you can't be makel no matter what.
What about, okay, so we have two facts the Rav just said, quality, location, and what about financial issue?
If it's worth your 18 minutes, if you're going to save an amount of money, you would travel 18 minutes to buy things. People travel to the supermarket to buy things.
Right.
If it, the difference of price is such that you would travel 18 minutes, then you have the cooler. Again, this all goes to the Mechaber. We go to Ramah, like Ramah, you could be Mechel anyway.
The Shach
is nighted to the Mechaber, except at the end he said if it's better, if it's he really alluded to the 18-minute difference, which is the Mechaber, you know. Which is the Mechaber, yeah. Okay, so we're going to get now to Sivav, the question of which products it applies to. But till now, we really basically only talked about the Heter Paspalter. Again, if a person is in Brooklyn, a person is in a place where Pas Yisrael is readily available, a person should make it his practice to get Pas Yisrael. There are situations where...
The stores that have an actual, like Dunkin' Donuts, is that Pas Yisrael or Pas
Palter? No, Pas Palter. All the national Asherim are not makbid on Pas Yisrael.
What makes it not Pas Yisrael?
The fact that a guy bakes it.
They're
not makbid on... They're all the national Sheirim are not makbid on Pas Yisrael. Whose hechsher is it? Well, Dunkin' Donuts anyway doesn't have a good hechsher. It's not. It doesn't have a better hechsher than the OU. I shouldn't say it doesn't have a good. It's not a better hechsher than the OU. Dunkin' Donuts, in years ago, late 1980s, Dunkin' Donuts had the hechsher of a Rabbi Dickman. He was at that time Glatmoth's steady Rabbi Masher, and he had a side job, he had Dunkin' Donuts. He was makbid certain chumras in Dunkin' Donuts, and he was working down for the Chof K. Dunkin' Donuts then had the Chof K. He was there. He was makbid on turning on the fire. What he did is I spoke to him at the time. He was makbid on donuts. We talk about donuts surely. Donuts is worse. Donuts is fried. Shalom Bishel. He was makbid on Bishul Yisrael. He had a nail, a screw installed on the controls that the fire could never be turned totally off. You just picture a kitchen dial, a stove dial. You turn it to the end, it goes off. So he had something put in that could never be turned till a point where it always stayed on. And he was makbid on Bishul Yisrael. Then Dunkin' Donuts did not have a hechsher for a period of time. And now it has a hechsher again, which is, to my knowledge, not makbid on Bishul Yisrael. I don't know which hechsher has
the five towns. That's the five towns.
Has the five towns hechsher may be different. Okay, I'll explain to you about donuts. Donuts is part of Sivav. Donuts is a fried product. It's not a baked product. What do they bake? The banks. You have to ask them if they're Makbanam and Paspalter. I have no idea.
I know they used to.
I really don't know.
About the microwave.
We can't
with the microwave stuff, but I don't know what it's
about.
The bakeries
which
have
Kishah Hechsher. The local bakeries are Makbanam Pas Yisrael. They are Makbid. All the local bakeries are Makbanam Pas Yisrael. It's not hard to be Makbid, because we're going to learn later that if there's residual heat from the previous cooking, it's good. There's no local bakeries and flappers, is no problem. At least all the bakeries that have the Yiddish Hechsherim, the local Hechsherim, as far as I know, are all Makbid on Pas Yisrael. So it's not an issue. Generally, when it's a Jewish-owned bakery, it's not very hard to be Makbid. The issue is with the national brands. We'll discuss it when we get there. It doesn't make sense to talk about it piecemeal.
The fact that it's open on Shabbos is not relevant.
Well, the Flatbush bakeries are not open on Shabbos. You mean Dunkin' Donuts? It could be Pas Yisrael even though it's open on Shabbos. Yeah, if the fire is still on, and that's it. Okay, let's go beseder. We talked about Pas Palter, the first five sifim. Sivav, we're going to talk about the issue of which products have a din of Pas Yisrael. And the case here in the Mechaber is a case in which many of the, I'll call it the Charedish Rabbanim, are at odds with the policy of the OU, as you'll see in a minute, in regard to certain products of Pas Yisrael. Let's learn the Mechaber and the first part of the Ramah, and then the second part of the Ramah separately. And again, I don't mean anything political, just a shaila of how to teach the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch reads as follows. Now, before I start, let me just tell you that there are certain types of cake that are smeared on top to give it a shine. A kokosh cake, all kokosh cakes are that way. If they didn't smear it, it would not look pleasant. Challahs are that way. They're smeared. The typical thing they're smeared with is some egg white is the smear on top. They take a little brush, maybe your wife does it when she bakes at home, and it gives it a nice look. The issue we're going to deal with now is the fact that on eggs, there's an issa of bishulakum. There's no heter of paspalter on eggs. Now, the Mechaber, we're going to say that if eggs are mixed as an ingredient, you have an egg challah, there's no question, the eggs are mixed in, and there's no issue. If the eggs are a filler, like knish, or potatoes are a filler, then certainly they're going to be awesome. That's again no issue. They're sitting there. The issue that we're going to deal with is the issue of a smear on top. Now let's learn carefully the lashon of the Mechaber Ramah, and then we'll see. Now, don't, you have to be then bedagdik on the language, so be careful. The makim shenagu heter bepashal palter. In the place where they're noyik heter in a pas palter. Afilu hu nilaish bebeim. Even if the original kneading of the dough is done with eggs mixed in, like an egg challah, that's mutter. Now that, no, there's no argument about. If you have dough mixed in, many cakes have dough mixed in, a sponge cake has eggs mixed in, that's not a problem. Oy, shabayim teichin alponov, was the word tuchin alponov, that the eggs are smeared on the top of it, mutter. The Mechaber says it's mutter. Aval in panda. In panda is a turnover, like a knish, a turnover, which has a filling. Shafai dekechavim aser lechol mipashala. If it has a filling, then it's aser. Because the filling, well, I'll explain in panda shortly. If it has a filling, then the filling is a bishalakum. And therefore, even the bread of the filling, which absorbs from the filling, that's also aser. Zakta Ramah. Some aser with the eggs are smeared on top. Meshum shehen be'en, because they're there separately. Ve'inon b'teilun l'gabei apas, they're not bottled to the bread. V'yesh mehem bishum bishulei avik echavim v'chein ayagim. Now, here, the controversy is over the following question. The Ramah says, and we pass it like this, Ramah, that if you have eggs smeared on top of a bread, that the eggs smeared on top, that's bishulakel, and those eggs are, and that itself is asur. The question is, what are we talking about here? What's the case? Is the case that I'm talking about, we have eggs smeared on top? Or does it mean that they put scrambled eggs on top of the bread? That it means that there's eggs be'en on top. The OU goes with the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this doesn't mean a smear of eggs. This simply means that there is a eggs that people would eat on top. However, look at the Gra. The Gra Yud Dalid says the Yeshayim Canal Vesfarah Rishayna Svirolei Kivan Sheena Ella Lamare. Since it's not there for the taste, only for the look, Chazus Salav Milsahi. The first Shita, meaning the Mechaber Shita, holds Chazus Salav Milsahi. If it's only there for the look, that's nothing. And this second Shita that Asers holds that it's Chazus Ba'alma. The Gross certainly appears to hold that it's just there now for taste, it's just there for Chazusa. And worse, the Teres Chatos, the Ramah writing in Teres Chatos, seems to say so clearly that this way it's for Chazusa. And that's also Lashon Lechachmas Adam. That it's a Dabar She'ena Be'en, it's not something that has eggs there Be'en. It appears that the Aruch HaShulchan is a Das Yachid, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that we're talking here where there is a significant amount of eggs that a person would eat. So it's a little shver. What?
It's only
aser. The Aruch HaShulchan holds it's only aser if it's a significant amount of eggs. No, chazusa means it's not there for the taste. It's only there for the look. It's taste would zicha be aser. Even if it's only, Aruch HaShulchan says only aser is there for taste. If it's there to be what? Maybe only significant, but it's there for taste. He would hold Chazusa's mutter. And that's what the OU relies on. The Gros says, no, Chazusa is the machlaikis. The Shita Rishayna holds Chazusa la milsehi, and the Shita Shnia holds Yeshayishim Chazusa milsehi. He says that's the machlaikis, if Chazusa milsehi, Chazusa la milsehi. So, what does it mean when the Ramah says, Habayim Teichin Aparam Neshehem Be'en? So what does it mean, Shem Be'en? The way I understand means that it stands by itself. It has its own existence separately from the case where the eggs are mixed into the dough.
Why does it make a difference if it's inside mamashis or on top of mamashis?
Mamashis, the way the Aruch HaShulchan is learning, why would the Mechaber be Mekel? Yes, to put scrambled eggs on top, why would, it's a good question, I'm not sure, but probably Dr. Shulman probably explains it, I don't know. But why would it be bottle if it's sitting on top? Now it becomes a little more serious. Because, like I said, I think a person should be Mechaber on this particular issue. It doesn't come up with all products, but it comes up with certain products. The follow-up issue is, let's say, you'll say, okay, I'll be machmir. I'll peel off the top layer of the kakosh. Who cares? The main part is the chocolate anyway. So I'll peel off the top layer. The guy you make kakosh cake is only Jewish. All right, let's say you peel off the top, I'll eat the rest. 1 minute. Now we have a second shiloh. The shiloh is that the blia of Bishul Akum also asks. Blia Bishul Akum would also answer. Does it help to just peel off the top? So on that, we're going to learn later that when Mekel, that Bishul Akum is Batal Barayv. One of the coolest of Bishul Akum is that when Mekel, that it's Batal Barayv, it doesn't need Shishin. And certainly so, that the amount of egg in the rest of the cookie or the Danish or the kakosh cake is less than raiv of whatever remains. And therefore, as far as the bliyos are concerned, it's not an issue. However, as far as the shmir itself, I would think that a person should be machmer.
In the sheet of the machaber, the Ramal sheet also wouldn't hold it.
No, it's nothing to do with the machaber. This.
Oh, because this is going into bishul now.
This is going into bishul. Okay, so that's issue number one of Sivav, the issue of a smear on top. And I don't know, I spoke to the OU about it, I don't know what the other national brands do. I don't know how many products have X smeared on top. It's only anything made with a liquid batter wouldn't have it. So it's limited to certain types of products.
Is the OU, is there a split on this? In field that with certain things we have, like milk and rochette, like differs and
nothing can happen? I didn't ask any question. I just asked what the policy is. This is what I was told. I didn't make a total. I just asked them, what do they do with this? This goes back 15 years when I asked them this. I didn't stir the waters. Okay, and again, I don't know how many products this they get to. Very few that have... the shmir.
I mean, how is it, now, it wouldn't be considered like en oil or shulchan lachem, that little shmir which is considered a little...
So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva which he has to kasha. He says that little amount of shmir, that's not oil or shulchan lachem. It's the whole bread is oil or shulchan lachem. The whole cake is oil. Yeah, so would the pasuk. We are going to learn one of the unresolved halachic issues. When I say unresolved, I mean most things after 100 years is consensus. One of these no consensus is the following shaila by Bishul Akum. By Bishul Akum, do we say that there's a light plug? Let's say meat is a shulchan malachim, light plug. Now, if you make the meat into francs, let us say that francs are not a shulchan malachim. So if you make meat into francs, so francs are not a shulchan malachim, does it go by the min? That all meat is Ayla Shulchan Malachim? Or do we say, no, that once it's made into a sort of product, that's the issue regarding potato chips. Because potatoes are Ayla Shulchan Malachim. Potatoes are a side dish in one form or another. Potato chips would never be served at a banquet. And the argument about whether there's Issa Bishul by potato chips depends on this. If you hold it goes by the min, then there's an Issa Bishul Akum. If the other goes by each product, then there's no issur. So what you're saying could be at least a tziruf lahakel, and you'll say the amount that shmir on top is not ayla shulchan malachim. So even though eggs themselves are considered to be ayla shulchan malachim, maybe that would be a tziruf. Avnei Nezer asks the kashin, the tshuvah simon tzadik dalet, I think, in Avnei Nezer, and he takes the stand that doesn't matter, that eggs are ayla shulchan malachim, and therefore it's a product no matter what, and... I didn't write the Maram Bakum, but okay. That's the... What?
It's slightly different with the oil with the bread.
It's slightly different.
In
the form it's in, it's Ayla Shulchan Malachim. It could be a little worse here. But okay.
So, but you see, that's what Gimel Ashkachas on potato chips, so they hold the kuzik away.
They are apparently make on Bishul Akum on potato chips.
Was it ever I think in the last
sale of Rishmaisha, they printed posthumously a tshuva in which he was machmer on potato chips. If it had been printed 30 years ago, I think the Velt would have taken it on a little more. It was nobody was aware of such a shita, and Ramesha had such a shita, apparently. Okay. Now, let's get back to what cakes the Yisr applies to, and that's the rest of this sif. So what we're going to deal with now is the question of which products is there an Yisr Bishul of Afiyas Yisrael, not of Afiyas Akum, in other words. Bread, we know, is us. What about other things, pretzels, pancakes, or sponge cakes, these type of things, cupcakes? Does the Isra of Pas apply, of Pas Akum? So let's learn the Ramah, bearing in mind that we're dealing with a situation where we have the Pas Palter Heter. We're talking about where the basic Isra applies. The Ramah, the last three or four lines of the Ramah, Va'isad Nilush. I don't know why the word nilush here has abbreviation. It sounds like oisa nilush. Those things that are kneaded, shekoyred kichloch, that are called kichloch, oimine mesika, or sweet cake, shekoyred lekach. Lekach is one specific type of cake, I don't know. Hein bechlal pas, they're included in the din of pasakum. Umakim shenoyig in heter, bepashoy vikichavim gav hein mutar. In the place with the noyig the heter, this is also mutter. Now, you might think it's Bishul Akum. It says not Bishul Akum. It's also Pas Akum. It has a kula to be considered bread. There's some that are baked on a metal which is smeared with trefa fats or with chazer. What's a chiddush exactly? That even though it's just a smear, I don't know, it's just a non-stick item, I don't know. So that I think we can live with, that these things we're going to be machmer on. What did he say in the beginning? That the guiding definition between pas akum and bishul akum is not dependent on whether it's bread. Even if it's sweet, it has other ingredients that are mixed in, they still have the cool ice of pasakum. Does this apply to pancakes? So let's see the shach and taz and try to get a guideline. Shach yudches, shekaira kichloch, dafka shebelilosan ova. We're only talking about things that are belila ova. Now, belila ova is a dough which cannot be poured. Pretzels, bread, kakoshke, cookies are made from a dough which has a thick batter, a thick dough. Belilasei racha, the expression belilasei racha applies to a batter which is a liquid. Sponge cakes, marble cakes, cupcakes, and pancakes. All of these things are belilasei racha. So this shach is telling us a chumrah. He says, Dafka, when do you have a kula of pas palter? Dafka b'lilasei ova, if it has a thick dough, v'yesh ben tayar lechem, and it has a form of lechem, lafuke lakshu, tekhasa b'tayar chazer sham din yud bay. So, I think so, one second. So he says, Dafka things that are b'lilasei ova, v'yesh ben tayar lechem, and we'll talk about pretzels in a minute, but certainly it's lafuke, I guess, lakshin, or lakshin kugel, which doesn't have any, doesn't look like cake, it doesn't look like bread, it's made out of a dough. But these things would fall into the category of dishalakum, and would not have the heter of a palter. So this is the shita of the shach, that it depends on belilasai ova, and that's a chumra lagabi sponge cakes. According to this, you'd be in trouble, you would not be allowed to buy Entenmann or any dregs, muffin, anything that's made b'lilasei racha, according to Shitas Hashach, does not have the heter. Cupcakes, for example, would not have the heter. The Taz disagrees. Taz Vav says, "V'loy amrina chiyesh behem kiva di'ikava alayu suuda mevarech hamaitzi akain dinam kepas mamish." The Shita of the Taz, which is the Shita of Taisvis and Be'yot HaZayin, and I think in Ketzim of Archim, is that no, it doesn't depend, Bilaseyava, it depends if it's something where if you would eat a lot of it, you would end up being Mechuyev in benching. If you ate enough of it, you'd be Mechuyev to bench. So if you ate enough that you'd be Mechuyev to bench, that would be, now that's true about sponge cakes as well. Sponge cakes or cupcakes. Also, if you ate a lot of it, it would be mechayev you in benching. The amount you would have to eat, nobody eats, even at a kiddush, because these particular cakes have a very small amount of flour in them. The amount of flour in a sponge cake is minimal. It's mostly eggs and fats, but and a lot of air, it puffs up. But nevertheless, theoretically, if you ate enough of it, you'd have to bench. And therefore, we have a machlokes tazushach. Look at the Beis Meir. How does he paskin? Let's see the Beis Meir. It starts here on this page. On the bottom, you have it. Kiddush Beis Meir. Oysa nirsh kan kichlo kosav ashach. Daf kosha bilbilos an ova. Bechulu. Kein kosav. Ktiyuz on the next page. Kein kosav betar eschat osham. Nitha betzida, yayin sham. Ki bizel lo metzchus al tashbat. Shepik bekla achmer. Biblosei racha avol. The simasamach test pasuk lahatir. But zok de beis meir. That was written as a limud zchus on a tashbatz. Avol. The simasamach test pasuk lahatir af benilush she zok hashem du biblosei racha. So if you look elsewhere, you'll see that he's making a biblosei racha. ובשום דאף בהו מאס בשולחדר אחר חייב סיבקוס סבכס שבקוב עליי בברך המייסי חין הלא פי חודש דעיקר בזה תולוי ואין אבי ריבש. So the Beis Meir passes like the Taz. So we have here a Machlaik is Shach and Taz. The Beis Meir passes like the Taz. The Aruch HaShulchan as well passes like the Taz. And Gro Tezvav Oysa Nilush also Gro Tezvav says Shaderech Hafiyah Ovid Luhu Vaidi Kav Alayim Mavarech HaMaitzi. He brings as well Kamashikas and Perek Ketsa Mavarechim Taisis B'yam Tivsham and Taisis and Beya. So he also paskins that you could be make like the Taz. So we have a pretty impressive lineup against the Shach. Normally you pask like the Shach. But you have the Taz, the Beis Meir, the Gra, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Shaila of an Issa Rabbanan. So certainly that's the Minhag HaOlam, is to be makel on Pasuk Halter in the case of a sponge cake or the other in liquid batter. However, liquid batter that's cooked, a pancake or a waffle, which is cooked, we pass the liquid batter which is cooked, you don't, no matter how much you eat, you do not bench. And therefore, on a liquid batter that's cooked, like a pancake or a waffle, there is no heter or paspalter, and I don't think there's anybody who's makel on that, besides pancakes and waffles, any other liquid batter that's cooked or fried. I don't think so. And therefore, we have a psak. The din depends. If you would eat a lot of it, would you bench? And that's what it depends on. So we have a very clear guideline, even though the Shach disagrees. But l'maisa l'alocha, we have a very clear guideline. If it's something that you would bench, if you ate enough of it, then you have the heter of paspalter. Nobody wants to bench, so it's a chumra of the benching half. But in the half of Pas Yisrael, you have a heter that is Pas.
Now,
once they're also there, also, once it's also there, heating it up doesn't make a butter.
Marble cake
and sponge cake is the same. You have this heter that it's the same as Pas Palter. Same. You would have to bench. The issue comes up now. What? Waffles are cooked. They're poured on a griddle. The lashon here of cooking is any that's cooked or fried with liquid. A person can. What's the language?
Rebbe, when do we have?
Okay, the argument is being made that maybe that's called baked. If you, the language that's used for cooking is always imma'at. Shemen. That's good. They smear a pan and then they do it. That's the language. It's true. Can you do me a favor? Get me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. It should be over here. We'll see how it's brought. So donuts are now in between these two, and they become the issue. I'll explain. Your donuts, though, are bilase over. You see, donuts are in between the two cases we're talking about. We talked so far about a thick dough that's baked. We talked about a thin dough that's baked, a sponge cake, and a thin dough that's cooked. We now have to go back to a thick dough which is cooked or fried. No. Donut batter doesn't pour. A donut batter is a hard batter. It's a hard batter. Donut batter.
You make it.
It doesn't pour.
Okay,
first of all, regarding the pancakes, Yo Ha'ara. What we're doing now is we're going to switch over. We're going to learn the halachas of when you have to bench it. You eat a lot. And whenever we're going to paskin there, we're going to paskin here. So we'll learn a Mishnah Berurah. A filadava should be lilasai ava. Even something that has a thick bishel, a thick dough, such as a donut. In bishla itigna, if you cook it, Mishnah Berurah says bishla b'mayim, and tigna is b'shemen. We'll have to see how much oil is considered, but the donut definitely has enough oil. We'll have to get back to the pancakes. Ein mavarech aleha ha'maitzi afilu sheyesh lo tarisa denama. You don't make hamaitzi on it, even if it looks like bread, such as donut that has a form of bread. The fill in the sky bechala, the birchas hamaitzi einoi hoylech ella achar shasafia. Birchas hamaitzi goes according to the time it's baked. V'yesh chalkin v'ayimim, the chol shetchila sa'a isa ava, as long as it's a thick dough, a fill the richacha achar kapamayim v'aso sufkinin, even if afterwards you put it into water and you made it into a spongy material, sufganiyot, I guess. Ubishl b'mayim etikna b'shemen. Mavarach ala ha-maitzi. V'nagu l'hokel. Ramos says the minhag is to be meikel. The Mechabah says, Yivei Shemayim, Yesi Yidei Shneim, V'lo yechol ad sheyavarach, V'lo yechol ela ha-yidei sheyavarach alecha b'achat chila. All right, so to me, Shulchan Aruch says, Nagu l'hokel. Now, 1 minute. Rabbi Avad Yosef, in his tshuva on whether there's an isser on donuts, of Bishal Akum, says a nice lamdis, but you have to hear me through to the end, and then you'll interrupt. When I finish speaking, you can interrupt. You have to hear the whole thing through. There are two shitas here in the Shulchan Aruch. If you eat the lasai ava, which is fried or cooked, whether you bench or you don't bench. The Magen Avraham says, it's two shitas, when you ate kedei sviya, it's a shayla of a dairaisa, it's a safi dairaisa l'chumra, the Magen Avraham says you have to bench. And that's the way the Achreinim paskin. If you ate enough to make it a safi dairaisa l'chumra, then you have to bench. Zokar Bavadi Yosef. That means the Magen Avraham considers it a bona fide safik, that the rule of safi dairaisa l'chumra should apply. On the other hand, if you didn't eat kedei sviya, the rule of safik drabana l'kula applies. And you don't. But Vadi Yosef says, here, we're talking about donuts, we're talking about Bishal Akum. Question whether it's Bishal or Afia. And therefore he says that you could be Mekel on Bishal Akum by donuts, because it's Safi Drabana Lakula, to consider it past. Now he writes, Yirei Shemayim, like the Mechabah says, Yirei Shemayim should be Machmir on donuts. This is the Chavadas, he has a Sikkum at the end, and the Sikkum he says, Yirei Shemayim should be Machmir on donuts, but if someone wants, he can be Mekel for two reasons. First of all, because you have here the Yesh Mekilim, and that's basically what he bases it on, and he considers it Safed Rabbanu Makula. He also adds a significant question as to whether donuts are El HaShulcha Malachim. Would donuts be El HaShulcha Malachim? You had a milchik, a meal. Would you serve donuts? A nice meal. Today, it's more in style they do. Years ago, they didn't. But Al Kapanim, that's his basic kula. Now, the Ha'ara on this Rav Avad Yosef is that what he's saying is good, it fits in with the Mechaber and all. However, the Mishnah Berurah here writes, the Kosa Magen Avraham, that first he brings the Magen Avraham that I told you, Zadavka B'layachol Kedei Sviya, B'layachol Kedei Sviya, you do it. But then he brings a second Chumrah. He says that this Machlaikis is only where me'ikara, you made a dough with the das to bake it, and then you change your mind, you decided to fry it or to cook it. But if originally you made the dough to fry it or cook it, the halacha is different. We find such a chilek in the halacha of Hilchas Challah. Hilchas Challah is a difference if you make a dough to cook, or if you make a dough to bake, and then you change your mind to cook it. If you make it to bake it, change your mind to cook it, you have to separate challah. If you make it to cook it originally, it's a machlekes to Ramban and the Raj, but it's a machlekes Rishai. So the Mishnah Berurah makes this chilek. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, if originally you make a dough in order to cook it, it's a kula by benching, you don't have to bench no matter how much you eat. It's a chumra dough, legabe bishalakum. It's still a chumrah that there would be an isser, Bishal Akum. So that, if you don't go with the Mishnah Berurah, anyway, it's a machlokes is a mechaber. If you go with the Mishnah Berurah, it's worse. What are some echsherim saimachan? They're saimachan, and I can't quarrel with them. They hold that donuts are not oil al-shulcha malachim, even though it's Bishal Akum. If it's not oil al-shulcha malachim, so there's no Bishal Akum, and I could hear it. Donuts, even though by a bris, sometimes they do put donuts on the table, and if they don't, But it's not really a chash of a meal that should be on Shulchan Malachim. I doubt it would be served at a significant Suda, even though people like it. You know, it's funny, you go to these bar mitzvahs and everyone's being served meals and the kids are being served deli sandwiches, and you know, it's a pastnish, but the adults would go over to the kids and take the fries with the deli sandwich. But why aren't they serving it for everyone? Because there's a gather of Eilat Shulchan Malachim. Why don't you serve at a fancy meal? So even though people like donuts, but it's not served at a meal. And that's basically what they're saying.
What is the difference between a
bagel or a donut? A bagel? A bagel is baked. A bagel is baked. It's a bread. It's only cooked for a second. It's sort of how it would to form a crust, and then it's baked. A donut is not baked at all. A real donut. They have some fake donuts today. But a real donut is not. For many years, the OU policy was not to give a hechsher on donuts without Bishul Yisrael. But they switched at one point. The way I was told, no, there was one of the companies that began Hechsherim for many, many years and had never made, they had only made donuts, the other type. Some donuts are fake. They're not really fried. They're baked instead of some are baked. Maybe with a batter, I don't know. But they started making it, and then the OU relented to be Seimach. And there is what to rely on, because it's not Eilat Shulchan Malachim, and that's what they make.
What's the fact that so, this come up that much?
Only donuts, really. I can't think of much else that it comes up with. You should be aware that a Lakshin Kugel, if they would make this type of a product, it's Bishul, doesn't have Taya Lechem, it's Pata from Challah, and I hope it's Pata from Challah. There's a big Ha'ara in Hilchis Challah, which wasn't adequately answered. The question is, when Lakshin is made, whether they should separate Challah. Now, lakshin is made to be cooked. And even though it's bilasei ava that's made to be cooked, you have to have challah on it. A number of years ago, there was a yid in Yerushalayim who made a big tumul. I don't remember how the tumul was resolved. He made a tumul that, no, the hechsherim should separate challah from the lakshin. Why? Because many people make a lakshin kugel out of it. Lakshin kugel is baked. So what are you doing? You're taking lakshin. You're taking egg noodles or the like, and you're baking it, not cooking it, putting it into bake in an oven. And so you first cook it and then bake it. So his aura was that as long as it's baked, it should be chayim achalav. We're not talking now about a shayla pas salkum or bishul akum, but if it's ultimately baked, it should have a din. And he wanted that the companies should start separating challah. However, there were arguments that, what do you mean? I think that some of the Vedats and the Hesachtos, they started being makbid that on the egg noodles, that they separate challah. But it's not so pashit, because if you separate challah from it when it's made to be cooked, and it's potter from challah, and later only a myriad of people make lakshin kugel out of it, you mafrish ben haptor al-chiyuv, it's not such a dover pashit. It's a very complicated question as to how a person should resolve it. The best thing is to make sure that a lakshin kugel has less than 20 pounds of, less than the sheer challah. In the house, I think the lakshin kugels don't have 20 pounds of noodle. It's only a problem commercial when they make a big lakshin kugel. You go to a simcha, I don't know, the resolution of it, I don't know. I just know that it was a tumul. It has nothing to do with what we're learning, it has to do with ilchis challah. So I think the Bedatz is machmir to separate challah. But it's interesting, the Bedatz followed the Mechas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss. Dayan Weiss has a nice chiddush in Hilchas Challah. Now we'll finish with Hilchas, I'm not finished, but in Hilchas Challah, nothing to do with this. Dayan Weiss is machbid that the Bedatz should separate challah on the lakshin kugel, on the egg noodles when they're made. It's been up Torah l'chiyas. So it's a very nice heter. It says in Hilchas Challah, I don't have Hilchas Challah here, but it says the following mechaber. The mechaber says that if you make a dough in order to cook, you're potter. If you make a dough to cook, but a part of the dough you're going to bake, and the rest of it you're going to cook. Even if the part you're going to bake is pachas mishir challah, but since the isa is being needed also for baking, it's already chayiv and challah. So he writes that the egg noodle companies, when they make egg noodles, they make it for all use. They make this big batter of dough. Part of it is going to be used for baking. And therefore he writes that they could separate challah when it's egg noodles, before they noodleize it, you know, when it's still a big batter, they could separate some challah, and that it's not called mepetor al-chiyav, since it's known that some of it is going to be used. So the bedat is machmir. Here in the United States, I doubt that they're machmir. I really don't know. I shouldn't even say.
There's a lot of pizza doughs on this from the OU, but we have to
decide. Not do a pizza dough. If you buy a pizza dough, if the pizza dough was made by a yid with a hechsher, challah was separated. It's made by a guy, so then when you get it, it's pachas mishir challah. You don't have any problem.
Okay,
right. So, but you have less than 20 pounds per dough, so it's not a problem. Alright, so basically we learned Sivav. Sivav is the question of which products it applies to. Yitzhashem, next week we'll continue.